This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. The first millennial vice presidential nominee, Republican U.S. Senator J.D. Vance, could strengthen Donald Trump's appeal in rural and deindustrialized regions. And today we consider whether Trump's running mate from Rust Belt, Ohio, can drum up votes in Rust Belt, Pennsylvania. WHYY's politics reporter Carmen Russell-Sluchansky is in Milwaukee covering the RNC this week, and he joins us. So Republicans have heard from J.D. Vance. Were there any messages for Pennsylvania voters when he spoke at the RNC Wednesday?
Yeah, you could say his speech last night kind of mirrored his book, Hillbilly Elegy, which we've talked about before, only with some additions. It was at times personal, but he connected his own story to the political events of the last few decades, and in which he blamed political leaders in Washington, like the president, President Biden, for losses in manufacturing and other jobs in places like Pennsylvania. So here he is talking about one of Pennsylvania's biggest industries.
It's about the energy worker in Pennsylvania and Ohio who doesn't understand why Joe Biden is willing to buy energy from tin pot dictators across the world when he could buy it from his own citizens right here in our own country.
So Vance actually mentioned Pennsylvania six times in the course of his 35-minute speech. And the word is he's going to be practically stationed in our state over the course of the rest of the campaign. So it's pretty clear the campaign thinks that Vance can get Trump those can help Trump get those 19 electoral votes.
Yeah. Now, do you think these comments resonated with Pennsylvania delegates? Do they think that Vance will help Trump in Pennsylvania, where they are very close, Trump and Biden, very close?
Well, of course, I asked members of the delegation, and not surprisingly, his comments were pretty well received. For example, I talked with Tom Carroll from Bethlehem, known for the remnants of the old Bethlehem Steel Factory that kind of stands as something of a memorial to the area's manufacturing past. So Carroll hopes that Vance will actually pick up some Democrats in his area.
You know, a lot of the Democrats in the Bethlehem area, they're old Blue Dog Democrats, and they haven't switched their party, but they don't like what the Democrat Party is doing. And I think those are the very people in large numbers, largely Catholic, largely former unions, ethnic groups from all over Europe that came to build this country and still live in the Valley, and they'll turn to him.
Okay, so it appears polling will be freshened up soon in this campaign season. Carmen, can we count on intel from that to help us understand how much of an impact Vance's selection may have?
Yeah, you're right. I'm sure we'll get some new indicators coming out soon, but I can't wait. So I talked to a couple of experts in the area, to two political consultants who both mostly work on Republican campaigns, who gave me different answers to the questions that that we're looking for. So Reza Borney of Red Mavericks Media told me that most people vote for the president, not the vice president, but he added that Vance is a good choice overall for this very purpose. So I'm going to quote him now. He said, "White working class voters can relate, and in the suburbs, he's a guy who can talk about his conversations, his conversion on Trump, something many of them are potentially doing themselves." But Sam Chen of the Liddell Group sees Vance as really just being more of a reliable MAGA Republican, a populist, and he doesn't think that Vance really helps Trump in the Keystone State at all.
So I don't know that the Republicans that have won in the areas like the Lehigh Valley and the collar counties are these populist Republicans. And then in central Pennsylvania, I mean, that's just going to be a conservative area. Republicans are going to win those seats regardless of what brand of the party they're in.
So it sounds like we'll have to wait and see. You know, Trump is white. Vance is white. What appeals do they need to make to engage people of color in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. Trump has talked a big game about trying to attract black voters here in Pennsylvania. But then he picks someone a lot like himself. Again, we don't have polling on what voters in Pennsylvania think of Vance yet. But I can't imagine there's going to be much of an appeal here. Maybe his talk about trying to bring jobs back to these states like Pennsylvania and so forth. But black employment in our state is actually at one of its lowest right now. According to the Nonpartisan Economic Policy Institute, the black unemployment rate in Pennsylvania is about 5.7% compared to when Biden took office, when it was around 16.5%.
Okay. And now that we are into the fourth and final day of the convention, Carmen, it would seem surprising to me that no one has made a reference to Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, who was convicted this week of bribery. Has anyone mentioned him?
Actually, yeah. Last night, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz made a joke about it. Here's what he told the audience.
Under Biden-Harris, inflation has gotten so bad you can no longer bribe Democrat senators with cash alone. You have to use gold bars just so the bribes hold value.
So he took a jab, and of course we know there are reports Menendez could face expulsion if he does not resign following his conviction. Thanks for your time this morning, Carmen.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Carmen Russell Sluchansky, our politics reporter at WHYY at the RNC. He'll be there again tonight on the floor. He's following Pennsylvania's delegation this week, and you can tune in for coverage of the RNC tonight at 8 on WHYY TV 12 and at 9 on 90.9 FM.